Angela Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Clock a little bit after 4:20, that is, here in the Nashville area, the Music City. So glad to be back on Braves. Took us a little bit for the Braves. We had a little bit of a camera thing going. I don't know what happened there. Just one of those things when you get the schedule going, you got to work with the schedule. Unfortunately, the Braves could not get a win there against the Brewers. An unfortunate walk-off home run to lose that for the Atlanta Braves. But, you know, they hard fought there in the 11th, took it all the way down there. That's a long game. That game started, what, 11 o'clock first pitch? That was a long time. But nonetheless, we are back here on the station now. So glad you're alongside with us. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, and also our good buddy, co-host of the afternoon stretch, Bruno Reagan down in Birmingham. Bruno, how you doing, my man?
Pretty good, for, you know, all things considered.
I'm glad to have you on today as well. How is everything going down there in Birmingham?
It could be better, but, you know, that's life, brother.
That's life. Bandits got the win, though, last week.
They did. That was good. You know, I'm still on the team, even though it sometimes, when you're injured, it just doesn't feel the same. But it was good to be on the sideline and watch them get that dub.
You have two of those feelings. Slightly, right? I'm kind of setting it up here. You have the injury with the Bandits, but you're still on the team. You have where you're not here in Nashville for the show, but you're still on the show.
Yeah.
I never put that correlation.
I'm in a very strange part right now, but I'm starting to figure some things out. I'm starting to figure some things out in my personal life, like with the martial arts stuff and this thing. And, you know, I'm optimistic about the future, even though, like, 3 days ago, I wanted to nuke the entire world. So
that's, you know, and the weird thing, somebody who might be listening to the show for the first time, they would say to themselves, that's a weird thing that somebody would feel 3 days ago. It's actually Bruno's, like, even, you know, like, that's back to zero for Bruno at that point. So it all works out. If you want to jump into the show, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you today. A lot of stuff to go over, a lot of things happening. Ray Dosky, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm all right.
You're all right. Just all right, huh? Yeah. Yesterday it was bad.
God, this show sucks. We're all just we're all in bad parts right now. Like, we're all doing all right.
Hey, nobody's asked me. I'm feeling good, baby. I'm feeling good, looking good. I'm happy. Why are we all negative? Let's be happy today, huh? All right.
It's just part of being an adult, man. There are good days and there are bad days, all right? This is like, I've had a bad day for the past 3.5 weeks now, but we're getting there. I will be, you know, I do love coming here, playing, competing, all that, yada, yada. I will be extremely happy to be home and just be back to training and back to radio.
So. Yeah. Back to normalcy, really, is what it is, because that is your normalcy now. So why are you just all right, Ray?
I'm just all right.
You're just all right.
Yeah.
Going to Nashville SC tonight?
I am.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
A lot of news going on, because who are they playing again tonight?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you have no idea? Yeah. It's Miami, I thought, isn't it? Am I wrong on that?
Right.
I thought I was. Is it Miami? I'm going to the game as well tonight. I probably should know who they're playing, which there's been a lot of news out of Miami as of late. You want to get into that real quick? Because you're our soccer guy. Ray's our soccer guy.
You're their soccer. You are the soccer guy.
No, buddy.
Come on.
Let's be honest with ourselves.
You are a correspondent.
I'm the soccer guy. I'm Hispanic.
Well.
Okay, Bruno, take it from there.
Yeah. What's been going on with Miami down there, huh? Tell me what's been going on with Miami soccer. I thought you were really about to turn up right there. I thought you were about to. No, Messi will be joining Miami in 2023. What is that? You know, because what we've had, David Beckham did this. Try to think. What was it? Was it LA Galaxy that he joined back in 2000 and? Six, something like that. I can't remember. Something around that time. We had, how do you say the guy? Z, Big Z. How do you say his name? Zildris.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of his
name.
The
one with the ponytail.
Yeah. So he joined a few years back. Now you have Messi coming here. How much money is this guy? Because first off, when you start getting into, like, Like, it's easy for us here in the States to talk about money and see, you know, we'll see NBA contracts, we see, you know, NFL contracts, MLB contracts, and we're like, wow, these guys are making tons of money. When you start seeing the Premier League contracts, all of them just go out the window. Like, everything goes out the window because those guys are getting paid everything. I mean, literally every dollar of the world, I think, goes to, like, Messi and Ronaldo and, like, all those guys. What do you think it takes to bring somebody like Messi to Miami? What's in it for him outside of just making more money? Like, why would he want to go from... Is it just skill level, you think, Bruno?
Well, I mean, you get to a point in your life where you, like... I'm sure he's done chasing a lot of, the accolades. Everyone already considers him as, like, pound-for-pound best soccer player in the world, right? So why not just be rich in Miami, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
America is, like, one of the best places... America has its flaws, but it's one of the best places to be wealthy. 100%.
Yeah, so he's going to be joining the Miami club in 2023, but the agent has come out and denied all this, by the way, which is, you know, how agent much is move. The it's such is that not such an agent move, like, right away, just to be like, no, none of this happened. What, Tom Brady went to retire and his agent came out and was like, nah, this isn't happening, and then he did retire and then his agent was like, oh, he's staying retired, and then he instantly unretired. I think Tom Brady was just messing with his agent the whole time. But I don't know, you know, you're seeing that, I don't know, like, I feel like maybe it's just a good way to retire, you know? Like, it's like, yeah, we're going to be able to play with these scrubs in the MLS. And I'm trying to equate that to now. Like, would it be like...
I mean, Zlatan Ibrahimovic did the same thing.
Ibrahimovic, Henry did that from France. Beckham, when he first started the whole thing, he was on the retirement trail. This is his retirement trail. And Ronaldo, that's why he's so much better, because he's still playing in the Premier League.
Yeah. Do you think that... like, there's ever going to be a world, because we're in the rise, obviously, Bruno's no. in the thick of it. You already know where I'm going with this. that because we have spring football and all these lesser known, because essentially MLS is spring football, right? Like, I think that's safe to equate.
Yeah, I think they make more, but I think it's like between NFL, MLS, and like USFL, XFL in terms of importance.
Right. It's the same kind of idea. Is there ever a world where we'll just see like Patrick Mahomes or somebody just say, "Yeah, I'm going to go play in the XFL"?
No.
Like on the back nine of his career.
I mean, why would the, you know, who's going to pay that money in the XFL? You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen.
That would be terrific though, just to watch Derrick Henry. You know, say Derrick Henry, the NFL days of being the top running back start to dwindle and everything. Skill level starts catching up to him. And then Derrick Henry's like, you know what? I'm about to just go pulverize a bunch of, like, USFL guys.
Yeah.
Because how much would their skill gap change for that? Because, like, if you saw someone like Patrick Mahomes, whatever, top player in whatever position, and they come right now to the USFL, how much of a dynamic difference would they make instantly for a team?
Dude, that team would instantly should be like minus 1,000 odds to win the championship. It really should. Like, that level of player 100% changes the entire game. I mean, you see, the issue with a lot of these teams is quarterback play, and we're a good team because we have a good quarterback. Some would argue, you know, top two or three in the league. So you get a Patrick Mahomes in the league, yeah, you're you're pretty set. Problem is Patrick Mahomes wouldn't go to practice. He would just be like, why am I even here? You know?
You imagine he's like staying in the hotel. Dude, just doing everything with y'all.
Hey, I've seen the car Patrick Mahomes drives. He's not living in this hotel.
Yeah, did you see he bought, what's her name? Brittany, that's his wife's name. He bought Brittany like this like unreleased Lamborghini. Like, it hadn't even came out yet. And it's sitting in his friggin' driveway.
Must be nice. Hey, we'll get there one day. Dude, I always say I don't want a lot, right? Like, when you ask me, like, material thing, I really do want a Tesla, like, one of these days. I think they're awesome.
You know, I found out that's one of the most unreliable cars out there is Tesla.
No, don't say that. That's so important to me, because I'm so lazy. I can't, like, my car right now is super reliable. It's amazing.
Well, you want a car that drives for you on the interstate. That's what you're wanting. But there's tons of cars that are doing that now, right?
Until they get hacked in.
Well, until Elon's like, you know what? Now that I own everything, just flips the switch off. He's just got a button, like auto wreck button, just ready to go. That's the dangerous
thing about these electrical cars. I mean, you get hacked in and stuff like that. What are the security parameters on that? Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God! Hack into the mainframe. Someone's gonna get my naked pictures one day and post them on Twitter. Who cares?
I'm pretty sure I have them now. So. Oh man, no, I read there was Motor Trend, I think, is who does the awards for, like, you know, reliability, all that kind of stuff. If you go on there, they have, like, I think like their top 10 most unreliable cars of, like, 2021. I think two Tesla models, like the Model S and the Model something else.
And it's not something a normal mechanic can, like, come help you with, too, right?
No! You know how you just go to, like go to Valvoline or something, and they're like, you just got some country idiot that's, like, you know, good at engines, and you just pull up in a Tesla, and he's like scratching under his hat.
That was a great point.
It's like, so the engine's not in the front or the back. Like, it's just really, like, I don't know what to do. No, you got to take those to, like, Tesla dealerships, I'm pretty sure.
Or certified Tesla technicians.
Yeah, living in Clarksville probably won't help with that, so.
Well, they should be flushed with Tesla dealerships up there.
So, will they be mechanics or engineers now?
IT guys, yeah.
IT, right?
That's, like, what it would be.
Oh, no.
The support guys.
Learn to code, everybody. Just learn to code.
I'm Tesla support.
Yeah. That's right. That's Ray's calling now, is getting into Tesla support. That's so annoying. Imagine you get, like, malware on your Tesla.
Ransomware. Ransomware? That'd be awesome.
It's just the worst. How did you do this? What sites were you looking on? Nothing. You're just, like, clearing your browser history on the front dash.
You get a friend request and it's a spam request.
I want a Tesla too. I want one as well, but it just, like, there's something about it where it looks cool, but I'm worried now because you see the problems that are there, right? Like, there's problems that are there, and it's like, I don't want to have to deal with those problems so openly. Like
straight up.
Yeah, that would be
annoying. And I like buying, like, I don't have any debt. I like buying things, like, straight. That's why I probably never buy a house. It just disgusts me, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, because I'm not affording a 60 grand Tesla, like, cash. So I probably just never get one.
Well, one day. I mean, it's not that. It sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money.
Instead of getting a rebuilt car, you can get a refurbished.
A refurbished Tesla? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like an iPhone.
I mean, something that is notorious for breaking down. Just get a refurbished one of it.
This car broke down a couple times, but we fixed it. So don't worry about it.
We added more RAM. We upgraded the hardware.
Well, also, you see the Tesla was in Arizona. This happened. They had autonomous, I think it was Ubers or whatever, where there was no driver at all, and, like, it like killed a couple people, I think, or a person, which is still one person's too many. It's like they got some bad press there for a little bit of it, but they still, I mean, you hear Elon always talking, he's like, just don't get in the car business. He's like, this is a nightmare. He's like,
it's like when you hear a lawyer on those TikToks, it's like, what do you do for a living? And they're like, I'm a lawyer. And you just know they're about to just say terrible. They're like, I hate my life. It's every single lawyer on there.
All right. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600, let's go to a familiar face on the phone. Reagan, how you doing, Reagan?
What's going on, guys? You got a little time to talk a little UFC rumors?
Always.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here's what we got. I guess you saw the report today where Amanda said she left American Top Team because she was threatened.
I did. And I was going to say something about it on Twitter, but I was like, I'm just going to let it die. But go ahead.
Well, apparently, a lot of people in MMA train differently at the really high-level judo clubs. The training can almost be wars, and Bruno can go into that, when you really get elite fighters together. So Kayla probably tucked that attitude in there, and that faced Amanda. Amanda doesn't do real well. We saw in her last fight when she faces resistance. A good source has told me that there was an argument between her and Juliana on the Ultimate Fighter, and it was not filmed. It was off record that who was the better black belt in jiu-jitsu. And Juliana tapped her like 3 times in 5 minutes.
Oh, now you're revealing the inside sources. We're going to get busted for insider trading for taking the Juliana bet. No, but I think it's a little less deeper than that, Sensei. I think Amanda just doesn't like training. I think Amanda's having a me issue.
Right. Well, that happens. everybody, you can only compete at win at all costs, whatever you're doing, for so long, and then you fall off.
Yeah, unless you're Tom Brady. He managed to break that.
That happened to a close friend of yours, well, a friend you knew well. You eventually fall off. And what happens is a lot of times these kids have been doing this since they're, you know, 11, 12 years old, whether it's football, judo, boxing, whatever. So they eventually mentally just can't do it anymore. They can't keep up.
Yeah.
So they either change and go do something else, or bad things happen a lot of times, you know. So, but, yeah, that's the rumors that don't be surprised if that fight doesn't get called off for injury or something.
Hmm. Yeah, probably.
Let me ask you, Reagan, while you're here, what do you think about the Chandler McGregor rumors that were coming out? I know he called him out, obviously, right after the fight, which I feel like everybody calls out Conor McGregor now because they just know it's, you know, millions of dollars that are going to flood in.
Same source told me Conor's not completely healed. Conor's not ready to fight yet. And Conor does not want to fight at 55 because he doesn't want to cut weight.
He's going to fight at 70.
He wants to fight at 70. But the same source also told me that Conor's jab, his straight left, is really, really hard at 170. And that he thinks that Michael Chandler would get knocked out early.
Well, the problem with the jab, so, and I'm going to get into bro science here. Conor's left has carried him throughout his entire career, right? But the reason he was so successful is because he was at what, 45 hitting people with it. 45. Those guys can't handle it. So even if he gets bigger and stronger, the 70 guys, like, it doesn't scale well. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like their ability to take damage doesn't scale well with Conor's ability to increase his strength from 45 to 70. That's why Conor McGregor was so good. He hit like a truck against people who weigh like children. So.
Yeah. Well, you noticed his fall-off happened when they stopped allowing the IVs to recuperate. You know.
Yeah, a lot of people did, to be honest.
Yeah. But that's a big issue. But I really think the UFC is missing the boat. I think they should push the Juliana Nunes fight to 145 for that belt. And that way, if Juliana beats her, then they can bring in the real, real best fighter in women's MMA right now.
I think the UFC is just really down on women's MMA, especially after what we saw, you know, in the last card with Esperanza and Rose.
Well, I mean,
it's just kind of stalled entirely.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you give a BS decision, because we know what won that last.
Yeah, we might have lost you just then, Reagan. You might have cut out there with the cell phone signal. But I know what you were going to say there is that it's just that was a terrible fight, first of all. I mean, it was not a fun one to watch, but definitely in that last round, you would think Rose won that one.
I really think that I think Carla won it simply off of grappling and the lack of doing nothing. They did nothing. It was the worst fight in history.
Yeah, that was a tough. I feel like the UFC right now is in a terrible spot with talent and name recognition. I feel like the people, like, when you have not only that fight, which you had two champion a week before that card goes out, you have two championship fights. Then you have one that comes in overweight, so that's not a championship fight anymore. Then the only championship fight that was there was one of the worst fights in the history of the UFC. So that was a really bad card in the whole scheme of things in my eyes.
You can tell the UFC is kind of a little shaken because they're trying to put Khamzat with Nate Diaz.
Like, yeah,
that's right. You know, it's
what one thing. What do you guys think of this? What if Juliana wins again at 135, and they bring out somebody who's been gone about 3 years, who was the biggest name in the sport?
Oh, Ronda.
Ronda and Juliana fight. What do you think? 2.5 million?
Ronda, dude, I think
Ronda return would be crazy. Ronda return would save it. Like, even if she's not good, like it just would.
It would. Oh, it would sell. 100%. It would sell. I think Ronda won't do it because she knows that the game has evolved past her. and she doesn't want to lose again. There's nothing worse. She would have to have a can, like a real can, to come in and just whoop up on for one fight at least before she does anything real.
Yeah, it sucks for Rhonda because she always had like just terrible coaching. Like that's not a secret. Like her coaching was awful. So if she could ever somehow break that and get with a real team, you know, she's an incredible athlete. She can still be a great fighter.
I still see it.
In the world of judo, she was far above Kayla as athlete. Rhonda's probably one of the better athletes you'll see. She's just lazy.
Hey, Reagan, I appreciate you calling in, brother. We got to head to a break.
Peace out.
Later.
If y'all want to jump in, 615-844-5600. So we got into a weird start of the show because we started about 20-so minutes late. What we're going to be getting into today is, I believe, at the start of our 5 o'clock hour, we're going to go to do our own afternoon stretch NFL power rankings. We're going to see where it is, where we are now post-draft and all that. We're going to break it down. With Bruno being here, he gets to join in on all the fun as well. But if you want to jump in anytime, 615-844-5600. We want to hear from you. Back after this here on the afternoon stretch.
Good afternoon. The truck flipped earlier on Ellington Parkway southbound there at Trinity Lane. It's going to be out there throughout the evening until they get that truck back on its wheels. You're able to get down through there now, both north and southbound on Ellington Parkway. It's just going to be out there for a while. Gallatin Pike at Maple Street, that's a wreck in Madison. The fire department's being dispatched to that location. 3900 block of Clarksville Pike, that's going to be over in Bordeaux. Two cars slammed together pretty hard. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at Gatlinburg Wine Seller.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done, with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Pump back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, increasing clouds, highs near 90, gusty winds, and this evening a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, lows near 70. Thursday, 20% chance of showers, a high near 90. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, all fully accounted for here on this Wednesday, May 18th edition of the afternoon stretch. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600. We want to talk to you. Bruno, I want to get your opinion on something. because it came out 2 days ago, I think. 2 days, maybe. I can't remember. But it was an announcement for the XFL. You probably saw it. The XFL will be having all their games to air on ESPN and every Disney platform. So it's going to be ESPN, it's going to be FX, and it was going to be, what was the other one? I'm trying to remember what it was. ABC. ABC will be the other one that it's going to be on. What does that tell? First off, let me remind us, because Bray and I were talking about this, and we couldn't remember for the life of us, where was the XFL played? Was it on Fox?
It was on ESPN, and I think it was on every major network, so it was also Fox, but it was also ESPN, and I think it was everything, because, you know, the reason why USFL isn't on ESPN, and ESPN totally ignores this, because it is a Fox-owned league. Now competitors are starting to, you know, have leagues, right? And that's why when the XFL, this isn't a surprise to anyone who's kind of been in the loop that, that ESPN is picking up the rights for the XFL, because, I mean, now they get their product.
Wasn't it on the FX channel?
Yeah, FX. It's FX, ABC, right? FX.
It was on the FX. I remember when it first came out.
ESPN. I don't remember if it was on FX. I don't remember if they had it. It could have been.
I'm going to Google this.
It could have been. I think, because Bruno just said it was kind of everywhere. When you see this, because they're going to be starting, the XFL is going to be starting their season in February of 2023. So they're going to be going right after the Super Bowl, essentially. That means that puts a small overlap with the USFL next year. And Bruno, tell me to shut up when you want me to shut up. But when it, do you see the competition of USFL versus XFL? Because that's going to be inevitable when the USFL is kicking back up season two, which is all in the plans right now. They're going to be going up against XFL if they're there.
There's clear competition. I mean, the XFL has already announced, like, oh, we're going to play players more than whatever. You know, it's not even a close, it's not even a understood silent competition. It is very out in the open. Even though we're going to play at different times. The XFL's entire season, I think, will, their championship will happen like a week or two, like after USFL season starts, maybe. But it's going to be a competition. It's going to be interesting. The thing is I think there's different goals. Redbird Capital, who owns the XFL, their goal has to be to turn a profit because they're, you know, private equity. They're going to need to turn profits to, you know, have investors, like, be interested in maybe owning teams, and they can spread out costs that way. The USFL is owned by a single entity, and they might not even be chasing profits. They're trying to minimize costs, but the point is you know, the USFL is a long-term fail-safe to have football on your sports channel, even when Amazon and Apple start dominating the NFL market because the prices are starting to get outpaced by network television. So that's kind of the goals for the two leagues. I don't know if they can coexist talent-wise because obviously, you know, it can in theory, but that's, you know, every able-bodied elite athlete on the planet able to provide good play. Canada is kind of going through struggles right now. Maybe, you know, that whole league dying makes room for a second spring league, because the CFL could survive with the XFL. Now it's going to be maybe XFL and USFL. Who knows?
So, yeah, an update to where it first originally aired on. It was on TNN and UPN networks. And then because they collab with NBC networks, and there was talks about how the XFL wanted to be in its own network. So there was probably, you know how you have the WWE network.
Is it TNN and
UPN networks?
Is that the original one, though?
That was the original.
That was the original XFL back in the early 2000s.
Then they started featuring games on NBC, like an 8 p.m. like primetime game.
Yeah.
Now there was also like these rumblings about how, like, Vince McMahon, when he first originally owned it, that they wanted to have their own network for the XFL.
Yeah.
Much like the WWE, like having like an XFL network. Mm. So, I mean, that's all rumors by now. But yeah, it was on the NBC. TNN as
that
well.
That was the 2000. I'm talking about when Bruno played in the second interval, I think.
It said NBC. It said NBC on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Corey Nash said that ESPN and Fox, he was on Twitter with us here, and then he said the AAF had time buys with CBS and NFL Network, which I remember that. The AAF was trying to be basically the mini NFL. That was basically their goal. And they looked at, I mean, you look at the presentation, everything. It looked like NFL on CBS. Like, that was the big part of that AAF. You know, I just kind of put two and two together there. We've talked about that in the past, Bruno, when we've mentioned how Amazon, Apple, all these companies that are taking over the sports watching landscape, which, you know, people right now, I feel like people don't understand that that's happening because the news hasn't been so, in their face about it, but here soon it's going to be very much in your face about it with Amazon. You're going to have some streaming services that, you know, the cable providers are not going to be able to have. It's going to become a problem for, I'm not trying to poke, we poke a lot of fun at the older generation. They're going to have problems with this because it's not going to be how it was, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, where you just go to channel 17 here locally and, you know, there you go. You see your Fox Thursday night games. That's not how it's going to be. It's going to change rapidly, but I didn't realize what you just said. You were talking about how the Fox having their own version of football because they just know they're going to get priced out eventually.
Absolutely. And football's going to sell a lot. And I think Fox, which I'm a fan of, Fox has the extremely long-term game plan. While the XFL's game plan might not, you know, they're going to have to, within three years, the XFL's going to have to turn a profit. It just will, or else, you know, it's going to, I say that the Athletic has dumped $50 million every single year and it's still around. But
yeah, what in the world is going on with that, by the way? I really can't believe the Athletic still has open doors. Yeah. You talk about how money just doesn't exist. Like, these people are burning it by the barrel loads. That's a separate conversation. But
you could have just given me $150 million, and better would have been done in the world with that.
You would have wrote about the same quality content, too, honestly. But I didn't think about that, how we're probably going to see that with the other legacy studios, which, you know, you have your Fox, you have your CBS, you have NBC, ABC. We're probably going to see that one day where they're going to have their own, because they're just not going to, Disney, I forget about ABC and ESPN. They are owned by Disney. Disney has that kind of money. Disney can figure that out. But, you know,
if they want to, they don't even have to. What if one day, you know, they're just like, nah, we're not going to buy it. We're not going to pay $70 trillion for, you know, NFL rights.
Yeah.
You can't think of Amazon here as well. I mean, for the XFL, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's getting so outrageous. I mean, Disney, yeah, Bruno, you're right, because you can just, they're just going to make another Doctor Strange, you know, or whatever, and they'll be like, we're fine. We're back in the pocket now. But this is an interesting talk, and I know people are, you're talking about football right now and not football time. It's just, this is more or less how the continuation, because even baseball right now, Friday night games are specifically on on Apple TV Plus. You can go watch that right now on Apple TV Plus. It is a crap show. You talk about a group that just has a bunch of money and no plan. That is what Apple Plus is doing right now. And they probably are going to do this with when they get Sunday Ticket. That's probably it's going to be a crap show right off the get-go, because they're just shoving, I mean, millions and millions of dollars into these vehicles, and they're just like, all right, let's drive. And hey, money doesn't actually fuel the car. Like, you got to put oil, you got to do some things. And I feel like they don't know that. They're just like, here's a blank check. Just get it on a video camera and show it to the world. It's going to get to that point with every league. I really think NBA, MLB, hockey. I mean, we're already seeing. Even look at NHL. They signed an exclusive
deal. The contracts are getting too big. Hey, you want to know what happened with Barcelona? Like, Barcelona's going. People think, oh, it's so big it'll never fail. Actually, the contrary, Roman Empire, baby. Sometimes things get too big to sustain.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the downcome is going to be from all of this, because at some point, the bucket's going to tip, and there's going to be a cheaper option.
A bubble. Like
something, yeah. I don't know. It's really interesting. It's really interesting to see how the medium of... Because, look, we're in radio, right? We're doing radio right now, and there's been plenty of people for a long time said, radio's going to die. And it continues to maintain what it is, or if not, get a little bit stronger over the past few years when you really look at the analytics of it all. Because there's so many options out there, though, you get lost in this world. I mean, even like TV ratings, right? There was time where if you had a TV show on one of the four channels and you only got 24 million viewers, that was like terrible. You know, that was like, oh, your show's gonna cancel next week. Like today, if you got a fraction of that. They're like, oh, this is a successful TV show because there's so many options out there. So it's going to get that way with sports, where there's just going to be so many different options where each channel has their own individual sport constantly showing, and you just have to pick, okay, the NFL is with them this year, so I guess I'll watch them and whoever the highest bidder is. It's crazy, man. That's crazy, Tucker. All right, we need to run to a break. That's an interesting topic, though, because it's just going to it's going to be an issue for people. I can already tell. We're going to come to this NFL season, and people are going to be like, I don't know how to watch these games. And it's going to be like, well, you need Apple
TV. They're
going to
be like, sorry, it's in Istanbul, so you can't watch it.
Yeah. The game's going to be at 2 o'clock in the morning, so enjoy watching that. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Traffic's looking pretty decent right now. Just heavy as expected on 65 down through Williamson County. As you head down into Spring Hill, it's been pretty wild down there today with several different accidents on 840 around 65. Traffic's picking up through Mount Juliet right now. The traffic headed back out through Wilson County. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at all their locations. Check out that menu if you haven't been there in a while at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzy, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR. Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Last little bit of the first hour here. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600. Big news today. Got out more of the soccer talk. U.S. soccer has finally agreed to pay men's and women's teams equally. That has come out today. It's been something that's been out there for a lot. I mean, obviously, you hear wage gender gap and all those kind of things all the time nowadays. It's always talked about. But under the new agreement, the USSF becomes the first federation in the world to equalize FIFA World Cup prize money. This is after the U.S. soccer women's team filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against U.S. soccer in March of 2019, and they finally have an agreement here now in early 2022. Do you think, Bruno and Ray, open this up for everybody? I mean, we don't have much time. Do you think this is... I mean, we have no time to talk about this big of a something, but, I mean, do we ever see, like, the WNBA or any of those?
Bruno, do you think women should get paid the same as men? I mean, yeah, it's a tough one. Dude, I mean, it unironically is an extremely tough question because I want them to get paid as much as humanly possible.
Yep.
But if a majority of it is going, is, you know...
We'll talk about this in the start of the next hour because...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get more in depth with this.
Yeah, show got a little rushed today due to the Braves going into extra innings. If only they could have won that as well, by the way. Is what it is. If you want to jump in, though, 615-844-5600. First hour done. Second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
News. I'm Alexis Christophorus. A major sell-off on Wall Street today, fueled by concerns over inflation chipping away at companies' profits, combined with recession fears, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed is prepared to keep raising interest rates until inflation is under control. The Dow falling more than 1,100 points today. The leaders of Finland and Sweden set to meet with President Biden at the White House tomorrow after today submitting their applications to join the NATO alliance.
President Biden will have the opportunity to mark just what a historic and watershed moment this is when he meets with them tomorrow.
Finland and Sweden watching the Russian invasion of Ukraine and deciding it's no longer in their security interests to stay neutral. A 21-year-old Russian soldier was in court today in Kyiv in the first war crimes trial since the start of the conflict in Ukraine. The soldier, who was accused of shooting and killing a 62-year-old civilian, pleaded guilty. This is ABC News.
Gah! I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Uma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending Uma and their all-in-one phone, video, and collaboration solution.
Uma?
Yep. Switching to Uma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Uma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Is your website a help or a hindrance? Media Lifeline brings over a decade of media experience to your rescue. We can make your business shine with our dedicated staff of designers and media experts. We offer custom website design and total website care. Never have to update or fuss with your site again. Rest assured, it's always updated and performing at its best, taking your business to the next level. Contact us today at MediaLifeline.net.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice! Wow, and look at that price. Well done.
I prefer medium or rare. Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Michael Jordan is a winner in NASCAR racing by way of his driver, Kurt Busch, and the number 45 car winning at Kansas this past weekend. Up next is all-star action from Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, same place Kurt does.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday.
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch coming at you here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Glad you're alongside us here, 503 in the Music City or wherever you are. Just take your figure out your own time zone there on this Wednesday, May 18th edition of the show. We want to hear from you, 615-844-5600. So we kind of were circling the wagons a little bit And we ran out of time with how the first hour started with the Braves. They crept into our first hour show. We didn't really get as much into what we were going to talk about. The big story that came out today is that women's soccer, the U.S. women's team, it will be equal pay now to men's soccer. We were talking about this a little bit. We just didn't have enough time to really dive into it. So I want to bring up that question. Again, I tweeted it out as well. More specifically, because I'm going to go through the four sports, because globally it is. It's really five sports, I guess, globally that you see that has fruition or whatever you want to say, that people actually pay attention to the most. I know there's other sports out there and there's other ones, but I'm going to be talking about the ones that stay in the zeitgeist the most. And there's no equivalent for baseball, because there's just not a professional softball that's even close to baseball. There's no equivalent for football, because even though there are other ones right now, there just isn't compared to what the NFL is. But basketball, clearly, there is the NBA and there's the WNBA. So when you look at those, do you think, and now we can kind of go around the room, and feel free if you want to call in to get in on this as well, 615-844-5600. Do you think that the W, will we see the day that basketball follows suit with what we saw with women's soccer today in the new case that came out?
I believe it's different from a national team and then two private companies, right? And then I guess that it's totally different situations. This is like if the U.S. Olympic males basketball team is getting paid the same as the women's, right? It's kind of in that same area rather than professional. I don't think we'll ever see the day it happens professionally. Although I wouldn't mind, you know, somehow the NBA players, if I would have so much respect if, say, they somehow bargained for the women in their own contracts, you know, that would be insane. I want people to get paid because the women work just as hard as the men. You know, why should you get paid less? But it's a bad world we live in sometimes, where, you know, you could be the best female athlete on the planet in your sport, but they're not going to make, you know, unless you're a fighter. Ronda Rousey kind of broke the mold and she was the UFC's biggest star, but no women's basketball player is ever going to be a LeBron James. It's just not going to happen.
What do you think, Ray?
No, I'm right there in the same sentiment as Bruno. I feel like that I do want people to get paid, and I definitely feel like the women should. I mean, if you look at how things are, it's just like we're always years away, right? I mean, it always has been. And it's not only in professional sports. It's even in corporate America and what have you. I mean, they're always that space, if you will, about like
gap.
Thank you. About between male and female in terms of like salaries, what have you. And I was going to ask you, like, do you believe that even though, like, you see, like, these stars, even the women's UFC, is UFC still in that same bucket? Like if you're, like, Conor McGregor. Yeah. And, you know, you see the amount of dollars that he gets paid, whether it be, like, from pay-per-views and what have you. He's, like, the headliner for a UFC event. I know Ronda was, but, I mean, at times, women who are, like, the main, like, feature on that card, are they getting as paid as much?
Well, I mean, Ronda was, right? And I mean, Bruno, you can back me up on that. Ronda was.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, the highest
for
paid.
The pay-per-views. Yeah. And Ronda was headlining pay-per-views, and she was getting points. They're getting the UFC, if they want to ever actually, you know, double down on that sort of discourse, the UFC is probably the most equal-pay sport on the planet. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, if you really think about it. But their problem is, with the UFC,
no one gets paid.
That's exactly right. Everyone's underpaid.
Yeah. Well, true. There's only like three people, right, that ever did get paid in the UFC. And you have Ronda, you have Connor, and who's the third? I mean, I wouldn't even really say John Jones, but maybe Jones.
John Jones didn't make money like that. It was Connor. It was Ronda.
And that might be honestly it. Like who made big money off of it. But
Israel Adesanya is the guy right now. He has signed the biggest contractual deal in MMA outside of points. So,
but see, and the reason why they did, you know, why you saw Ronda make that kind of money is because she was a great talent, but she was also a draw, right? Like that's how it works for the UFC. Is very strictly like, we're gonna do whatever works for getting a draw into the pay-per-views. Ronda was a draw, like a huge draw. I mean, I know me specifically as somebody who very early into me being a fan of fighting would never watch any other fight except for if Ronda was there. Like if Ronda was fighting, I was like, hey, I'm watching this no matter what. That actually got my foyer into watching UFC and MMA and things like that. So she was a huge draw, which that comes back to the whole issue of WNBA, NBA. If you're looking at just purely statistics, right? of how many people not only attend the game, not only how many people watch the game on television, how it gets shared social media-wise, all these different things, the numbers are night and day different from WNBA to NBA, and that is the main predominant argument that I think, because everybody wants everybody to get paid. I mean, there's obviously going to be morons out there and losers that are like, keep these people down. You're always going to have hateful people in the world. That's just gonna exist. But you silence them out by not worrying about what their stupid opinion is. But the real thing, when you get back to just dollars and cents and numbers, which numbers never lie, you could say that it's just more people watch the NBA. So the argument comes to not just, you know, are they going to get paid the same or not? The argument comes to are we going to start paying attention to those leagues more? And when I say we, I'm talking very much of the media, right? Because we are the vehicle that connects the players, the leagues into the audience.
I mean, you're right. But it's a vicious cycle. We report on things the audience wants to, quote unquote, wants to see. We report on the things we're going to, I mean, there's a reason they talk about LeBron every 60, you know, Paul Pierce was like, you got to talk about LeBron every day at ESPN. There's a reason he draws. Yeah. And then, you know, since we're always talking about LeBron, people have opinions on LeBron. It's a vicious cycle. You know, how do you make yourself notorious or famous, essentially? That's, yeah. You know, you have to somehow, whatever it takes, the Colby Covington method, you have to get in the media news cycle.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, if the viewership goes up, the dollars will go up. That's just, we've seen, I mean, look at the NFL. We were just talking about that last hour, where it's, you know, where Thursday night football and where Sunday ticket, what the money scope that they're going to now is because the viewership is astronomical for Sunday football, right? Like, that's just, it's an astronomical number. So you're going to have that where they can say, yeah, Apple's going to pay us, you know, $3 billion to keep our Sunday ticket or whatever money they're going to make off that. Because one, they got it. Two, they have the audience to draw it in. So if the audience is there, it'll be there. It's a weird thing we're going into, because I agree with everybody about, yeah, you want everybody to get paid, but, and you're right, Bruno, it is a private company, but I do believe the private company is going to bend to what the group think is.
Yeah. It's funny because you kind of have to be, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. You kind of have to be the sacrificial lamb, the first person to be that robust personality to make it worth watching. You know, who's going to be the Colby Covington of a struggling league? And would that person even see the benefits? Because if you're carrying a league, you know, why you're paid based on your performance, not your recognition of personality, right? Mm-hmm. That's why leagues differ from the UFC, where they're private contractors. If you're in a league and you get all the eyes on the league, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get paid more. So why would you do it? That's the issue. Does that make sense?
I think it does make sense. I mean, you definitely have to find the star to build around. You know,
like, why would I constantly sell the USFL? Why would I constantly go on Twitter trying to engage with fans? I don't get paid more for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's the same argument, because now we're talking about gender, right? But if we start talking about just like the leagues in totality, you know, you could make that same argument of, well, why isn't the USFL guys paid the same as the NFL, right? If you just took out the fact that it was gender and you just put in strictly into that, then we would say the obvious answer would be, well, one is watched way more than the other.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I don't know. I think it'll come, though. I think one day it'll happen. I think, too, it's a little bit of gaining traction of trying to find the interest in it. You know, the interest in it is getting the attention to it, and that will happen. And like you said, there's gonna come a star that day, whoever it is, that has the social media presence, that has the attention behind him. Because, I mean, even like you look at somebody like Zion Williamson, right? Like Zion, he came in with more Instagram followers than the team that drafted him. You know, he already had that. His kid was in seventh grade, and we were watching him in seventh grade be, you know, 8 foot taller than some little tiny 12-year-old that he was facing and just dunking on the court. We're like, oh, my God, the next LeBron. I remember being in high school hearing about this kid. And, you know, eventually he ends up going to the NBA, and, you know, he never stopped growing. He's just getting bigger every single day. He's like Violet and Willy Wonka with the blueberry juice.
Yeah.
But he's just getting bigger and bigger every single day. But he had that. He had that star power. The NBA, it wasn't like, you know, the NBA drafted Zion Williamson to make him a star. He walked in day one already a star. So that's just got to happen at some point. Same with LeBron too. LeBron walked into the NBA already a star. People knew him. He was on the cover of magazines, you know, back when magazines were actually a thing. And it's you got to find that person in the female game. Cause I mean, especially with WNBA, that's not even the highest paid league. You know, you look at there, you have some of the best talent goes across the sea, right? They go over to Europe and different parts to go play basketball, or I believe Russia, because isn't that's the Bailey Griner thing right now, where she's not able to leave because of the whole everything that's going on over there. So I don't know. It's a bigger question, and it's a bigger issue than what we're going to be able to solve here today. All right, we're going to take an early break though. Because when we come back, I want to make sure we have plenty of time. We're going to get into NFL talk. We're going to get into building our own power rankings for the NFL, a TAS power ranking. So we're going to go around the room, get all of our own thoughts and opinions on which team is where we think they should go, where they might go. Who knows? Before we go to that break, though, you know, I want to talk about our friends over at Slim Chickens. Look, I say this all the time. If they were a sponsor or not a sponsor, I would still talk about Slim Chickens, okay? I promise you, I am a fan. I had them two nights ago, I had Slim's, and it was amazing. Right now, they have their strawberry grilled chicken salad going on for the springtime, fresh, just delicious food that they have going on right now there with that new salad. But I'm loyalty, man. I love those Chicken Select sandwiches, what they have on there, all those, that the Buffalo Ranch, the Cayenne Ranch, all of those. So delicious. They are terrific. And then also, you always have the Old Steady, the chicken tenders, the wings, and then the dipping sauces on top of that. Have you even tried their house sauces, all their signature sauces? You are missing out, I'm telling you. And take it from a pro. Download the Slim Chickens app. When you go to order, it is the best way to do it. They make it so easy. Curbside pickup, hand delivered, or delivered to your house, whatever you want. You download it there, you skip the line, you skip any wait, and you just go get your food immediately. It's the best way to do it. You pay for it all through the app. You build points through the app, so then you can get free stuff later on as well. So it's the best way to do it. Download that Slim Chickens app. Located in Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville at Slim Chickens, wings, tenders, and more.
At the end of a long, stressful day, you need the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager by True Medic. At last, you don't need to make an appointment for a professional massage. It's portable and rechargeable. Order the Magic Hands True Shiatsu Neck and Back Massager Plus Heat, designed to deliver a deeply penetrating shiatsu massage to relieve aches and pains. The adjustable arm sleeves give you complete control of the intensity of your massage. The retail price is $299. QVC sells it for $199. But in this special radio offer, it is yours for just $79. Plus, we will throw in free shipping. Enjoy Magic Hands in the comfort of your own home with a recertified demo model, the True Medic Massager. Just $79 with a full one-year manufacturer's warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. True Medic, a brand favored by Oprah and popular with celebrities. Call now or go online for the special radio offer of just $79. Visit www.ordermagichands.com. That's ordermagichands.com. Or call 877-469-1669.
Ad paid for by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important notice for anyone who has used a Philips CPAP machine or ventilator. In June 2021, the FDA announced that Philips issued a recall affecting nearly 4 million CPAP, BiPAP, and ventilator units. The recall was issued due to health risks associated with the foam utilized for sound reduction, which may degrade over time into harmful chemicals. The Philips CPAP recall devices can potentially result in injuries including kidney, liver, or heart damage, cancer, or severe skin, ear, nose, or throat inflammation. If you were a loved one used a Philips CPAP, BiPAP, or ventilator and later suffered an injury, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-354-6114. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us at 800-354-6114. That's 800-354-6114. Again, 800-354-6114.
At J&J Printers, they like to answer the question, can you? It's their mission to help you achieve the best possible printing regardless of quantity, complexity, or budget. At J&J, they believe if it's important enough to print, it's important enough to print right. So yes, J&J can help your business with the design of your brochure or printing those business cards. They can even help you process that mailing. See why Nashville has relied on J&J Printers for over 35 years. Check them out online at jandjprinters.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600. Feels like the show's flying by today. I mean, I guess it is because we like started almost halfway through the first hour, but it just kind of feels that way today, Bruno. I don't know if that, maybe that's just me.
No, it's definitely flown by.
Yeah. All right, so let's break out our handy-dandy NFL notebooks. Want to go through, and do we have to go through the entire NFL? No, because when we get to a certain spot, obviously, we know who the bottom of the bottom is and who they're going to be, and then they can fight amongst themselves for the next draft pick next year. Right now, though, let's go through and go from, I feel like, let's start number one. Get our number one teams through. We'll just kind of go around the room here and talk about it. I'll start it off. My number one team right now, I think a lot of people, and I imagine a lot of y'all right now in the NFL, who's paying attention or whatever you've been thinking about it. I feel like a lot of people are just instantly going to throw the Bills up there, and they're just going to say Bills, they were good last year. They were probably one overtime rule change away from moving on, and who knows what they do with the Bengals and then go on and win the Super Bowl probably. And then look, they've done a ton this offseason of getting better as well. I mean, you get Von Miller, you get some different pieces there where they're staged and set to have a good season. I don't know if I can just put them number one. I don't feel like, because they've been good. It's not like they've been bad. I'm going to keep the Los Angeles Rams as number one in my power ranking. I think that the Rams, coming off a Super Bowl win, first off, the first year that they get Matt Stafford, right? Like, clearly Sean McVay had a plan going into that season when they got Matt Stafford. That, like, we're just one quarterback away. We're one quarterback away. They didn't have Cam Akers, who got into an injury that knocked him out for the season. Cam Akers, a better running back. They had a weird running back situation going on there. But they're going to have him back this next year. I believe that the Rams are still the number one team and deserve the respect of being not only defending Super Bowl champions, but what they are defensively and offensively. So I have the Rams in my number one spot. Bruno?
Yeah, I'll go next. Okay. I agree, so it's number one, and the Bills have, without a doubt, if you listen to any shows, look at any power rankings, the Bills have consistently been betting odds. The Bills are consistently listed as the number one favorite. And here's why I agree with Zach that I don't agree with that sentiment. They've shown they can compete with the top players, but they haven't shown they are the top dog, right? Like, how can you just preseason put them at one? That kind of hype to put on a team that hasn't even made it to the Super Bowl is a little ridiculous. Now, you're going to see a different argument of mine when we get to the Bengals, wherever they fall in these rankings. But I'm also hesitant to put the Buffalo Bills at one. I think their top three last year I put them, I think, as my top AFC team along with the Chiefs. I put them, the Chiefs, and the Browns before last year as elite. I thought they were going to be the elite teams. They're still up there as the elite AFC team, but they're not my number one. I'm also going to go with the defending Super Bowl champs, the Rams, because when it came down to the clutch, the Rams, you know, look like they were the first ever all-star NFL team. You know how the NFL gets. They got all these big names, but for whatever reason, they'll lose to, like, the Giants in the Super Bowl. They were the first ever, like, super team to look like the super team. I mean, they were dominant. So the Rams also get my pick for number one.
Ray Dosky?
I'm not going with either one of you guys.
I had a feeling, because I was, as Bruno and I were talking about, see, Bruno can't see you. I can see you, though.
I'm like, come on.
And I'm sitting there looking at Ray, and he's like, I can see the word morons just going through his eyes. Like, that's what he's thinking right now.
You're not a moron, because, yes, this is the defending Super Bowl winning Los Angeles Rams.
Thank you for not calling me a moron.
No. Not today.
There's time for that in the future.
Yes. But if you look at this team, I think Von Miller is going to be a huge loss. OBJ, possibly. They replaced him with Allen Robinson. Who knows what's going to happen there, but what Sean McVay did last year with that team was amazing. Matthew Stafford, first year, go to a Super Bowl. And I remember on this show, I was getting slack from somebody.
It was me.
Yeah, about Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford did it or whatever. I'm like, he's going to take him to the Super Bowl, and look what he did.
Everybody clap it up for Ray.
Yes.
Clap it up for Ray, everybody.
That includes you too, Bruno. That includes you too, Bruno.
Hey, broken clock's right twice a day, Ray. Yeah. All right?
Yes.
Well, Ray doesn't. It's still once, so he hasn't reached broken clock level yet.
Yes.
You're halfway to broken clock level.
So here's my second one. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. I feel like it's going to be this year. I think Von Miller is going to be a great addition to that team. They reloaded on the defensive side for that Frazier defense. Sean McDermott, he's been able to add depth to that team. I mean, they stack. They improved their offensive line. I mean, like, there's a lot to be excited about with this young team. And I think that, look, we're talking about what? A possession away of advancing and beating out the Kansas City Chiefs last season?
Mm-hmm.
That no one wanted that game to end? I'm going with Bills. I think this year is going to be Allen's year. And I feel like finally they're going to get over the hump and win a Super Bowl. I think this is going to be their year.
My thing against the Bills, because I do think they're good, but
They're in Buffalo. They don't deserve it.
Well,
those people don't deserve.
They were saying the same thing about the Rams. They don't deserve it either. They weren't getting any fans. Look when they played the 49ers.
Yeah, but not LA is a local city.
There was more.
Don't worry. I mean, does Cincinnati deserve it? No, those people should just disappear. Right? Like, if the rapture happened and everyone in Cincinnati was taken up, nobody would know for a week. That's the problem.
Those fans travel better than the Rams fans did.
Of course they did, because Cincinnati's nothing's there.
We don't get Bruno every day because, you know, it's been while. So I get sidetracked mind-wise when I listen to some of the stuff. He says, like, I forget, like, oh, yeah, this is what he says. The rapture happened. Nobody would know for a week. God, so stupid, Bruno. that was a good one. My thing with Buffalo is not that
it's everything.
Well, it's just last year, right? Like, and I know we're talking about the next season and all this and what they've added, and that's the way you're having it. I'm such a realist to what we've seen. I don't really like working off the what if. I like going with what we've seen. And I think they have had some good additions to their team. They've tried to make themselves stronger, but we've seen a very high ceiling of Josh Allen, and we've seen a below the crust of the earth floor with Josh Allen. I mean, you look at that Jaguars game that they end up losing. What was it? 9-6. You know, we can go back to the Chiefs and how he was in the playoffs and all, but that 9-6 game exists. You know, say what you want about Tannehill. That didn't happen with Tannehill. You know, yeah, they lost, but they still were in the games. They were still, Tannehill was still scoring. You know, Josh Allen can disappear immediately. And I don't feel like, yes, I will throw in elite quarterback status for him. I think he is an elite quarterback, but he is the last of the elite quarterback in my eye. He's on like the line where I look at who that next tier of really good quarterbacks to elite. And that offense is so predicated on him having just undeniable success that when he's away, they have no run game. They can't pass because he's not playing well. So their offense can just disappear immediately, just like what we saw against that Jaguars. So for me, I can't put them number one for that reason. That's my idea. I understand the sentiment of getting them number one, and everybody, I mean, they've basically just need to hand them the Lombardi, because the way people talk about the Bills is that it's just, you know, it's their year. They're going to win no matter what. And they very well may, but I'm going to put them, they're number three on my list. Let me get to my number two. My number two is, and this is where people are probably going to think I'm an idiot, but you know what? I don't care. I still believe in them. I still think they're the best team in the AFC, and I'm not changing anything. It's Kansas City Chiefs. They're number two. I think if anything works out right, it should be the Rams versus Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I know everybody's, well, Tyreek Hill's gone. Let's step back. The AFC West got so strong, and they're moving on in a different way. I still believe in what Patrick Mahomes is going to do with Andy Reid. That offense is still going to be electric, and they're still going to be able to win games. Their defense wasn't great last year, the last few years. Their defense wasn't great when they won a Super Bowl, so I don't even care what their defense is. Don't stop any points. Score way more points than the other team. That's the goal of the new NFL, and I think the Chiefs are the team still, until I see them fully dethroned, because just as close as Josh Allen and the Bills were to moving on past the Chiefs, that's as close as they were to moving on past the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals had, if you take that, if we were playing one half of football, Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, probably win the Super Bowl. So I don't know what happened in that second half. I still believe the Chiefs are the number two team and the number one team in the AFC.
Nah, Chiefs are way down on my list. I think I have two teams that I'm, you know, nah, I only have one team in the elite category in the AFC. So now I'm going off of my total rankings. Because second, I would probably put the Bucks, because I'm not betting against Tom. No, well, third are the Bucks, second are the Bills. Because, I mean, the Bills did last year what they did in the playoff. They did look real. I think the Chiefs played their Super Bowl in the quarterfinal, right? That's just what happened. that was an absolute insanity game. The Bills are loaded with talent. They deserve the two spot. I think three, you got to put Tampa. Because as long as Tom Brady is alive, whatever team he's on will be a contender. They're a contender.
Hold on. Who do you have number two? We're going at number two. You jumped to three all of a sudden.
Bills are number two, but you said you basically gave Bill's the entire, okay. Like, imagine the entire history of the notable history of Buffalo. You already had a three-page longer discourse talking about their football team. So sure, that's sure. Just how irrelevant everything else around that place is. So the Bills are two. It is what it is. Bills are two. Josh Allen, good. What else do you want me to say?
All right, so he's Bills number two, and he's got Bucks third. Ray, where are you
going? This is who I take the Rams. I feel like the Rams will bounce back next year. I feel like that the NFC West is a little weaker this year.
No, for sure.
You know, I don't think you have Russell Wilson in that division. Makes things a lot easier for you. The NFC as a whole, I think, is up for grabs outside of Tampa Bay. I'm not a real believer of Aaron Rodgers this year. I'm really not. I think he takes a step back. And I think it's going to be a two-headed race between him and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I got the Rams.
I feel like the AFC is more a race than NFC. I feel like the NFC is the Rams versus the Bucks. The AFC is a wide open race.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like there's no one in the NFC. I think it's going to be the Rams or the Bucks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel like there's any other competition. I'm not a believer of Green Bay. You know, Dallas is always going to be in the conversation, but they always let down their fans year in, year out. The Colts, who knows? I mean, so the Saints, I mean, the NFC West. I mean the NFC East, no one. NFC North.
Yeah,
maybe a Kirk Cousins wins that division. Who knows? But yeah, I'm going with the Rams here.
Okay, and we already said our thirds. He's got Bucks. I've got Bills at three.
You got Bills at three.
Three is where I put the Bills. Still
four is where it's going to start getting crazy.
Four is getting crazy. Where's Ray at on three?
I'm with Tampa Bay, but I just feel like you can't bet against Tom Brady. I just don't know what happens with that coaching staff. I mean, they got stronger. They added more receivers.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, so I didn't believe if you got Tom Brady, you're good. Because guess if that Tampa Bay team did not have Tom Brady this year, and now Arians is out, what a free
fall.
They're
like what, like 20?
They're 20. What a free fall they would have been through, right? So we know that Todd Bowles is coaching this team before. He's coaching the league before. You know, the defense has gotten better. We'll see what happens. You get their corners back healthy this year. I mean, like I said, it's the Rams and it's going to be the Bucks, and I think, and it's going to be in the NFC playoff, the NFC championship. So,
how do you think Tom Brady is going to play this year? Because last year, it's weird with Tom Brady because I don't think he gets another retirement party. Like that boat sailed.
No, you're not allowed. No. Yeah. The next time he should just be gone. Like Thanos snapped. 100%. Well, I agree 100%.
Ben Roethlisberger had one.
Well, Roethlisberger had one, but he actually retired, right?
Like, and then he had another one the following week. Yeah. He thought he was going to get knocked out, and he had another one, and he was doing like the little wave.
But Tom Brady actually retired, then unretired, and moved on. And I heard somebody say this too. I think it was Burrow. It was Burrow. He was on I think it was the Full Send podcast. People still go on that. But Burrow was talking about how he thinks Tom Brady fake retired just to get people's like thought about him off his back, just to stop saying like, hey, you know, like, am I going to retire? Unretire? Just go ahead and do it so then he can actually make a decision. And, you know, he doesn't care what the population thinks of what he's going to do. So I thought that was an interesting take on that. But I feel like the way he's going to play is just, I don't think it's his last year. I think he's got at least two more years where he's going to play. So it's not going to be this like one more for the Gipper kind of thing. If he wins a Super Bowl, he might dip out. But I just wonder how consistently we're going to see Tom Brady be Tom Brady. Because even last year, I mean, he was amazing. He was an MVP candidate, possibly. So
he lost some offensive line pieces this past year.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, he lost Smart Bet, but offensive line, man, you're a dime a dozen.
What do you know about offensive line, fat boy?
I know there's not a lot of good ones out there.
Yeah, because really some of them play for the Bengals, right? Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. Let's go to Steve in Nashville. Steve, how you doing?
Pretty good. Gentlemen, hope you're well.
Doing good.
Hey, I apologize if I missed this already. Have they announced what number Antonio Brown's going to wear for the Titans yet?
There is no shot Antonio Brown ever suits up for the Titans. As someone who was on the Johnny Manziel to the Titans train when that was happening, I can I'm not doing a circus ever again.
Stop with your foolish ways, Bruno. He's coming to the Titans.
I think he's going to come to the Titans too, Steve. He should be number one.
Clarksville. I heard he's living in Clarksville, and Bruno's going to commute. Going to be his Uber driver, back and forth, right?
Yeah, I'm going to come out. I'm going to be his Uber driver. He's not going to pay me, and then we're going to get into a fist fight on Instagram Live.
How quickly do you beat up Antonio Brown?
There's no shot I could ever catch him, so that's an issue. If Antonio Brown lets me touch him, 30 seconds at most. You could struggle pretty well, but you'll get exhausted.
Somebody's going to sign him, though, right?
I mean, 100%. Steve, 100%.
Well, the problem is that he will get signed if he wants to be, but it's going to be for like $2 million plus incentives because the guy's literal psychopath.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if he's willing to take that little money, yeah, he'll get signed.
Yeah, it's definitely he's already complained about why is AB on a prove it deal? Well, he's going to be on another prove it deal because it's like, hey, man, you quit in the middle of a game.
Like, what is he talking about? That was after he did it, right? Why is AB on a prove it deal? You literally, like, it's so awesome. Yeah. He's the best. I love him. People, like, I love him. I just don't think, I don't know in what right mind you would sign this man to $1 million contract.
But that's why I would think he's going to get signed is just for the fact of he's going to be cheap, he's going to be a top five wide receiver, and you just have to deal with the risk. What were you going to say?
What is this whole prove it deal? He's already proven himself. Is this a behavioral deal? Like, why do they call it a prove it deal? It's so wrong.
Well, no, it's vague. It's vague for a reason.
Yeah. Prove it deal my butt.
He's got to prove that he's actually going to stay on the team.
Can he be on? I get that. We all know his off the field issues, his antics, whatever, but it's not a prove it deal. He's already proven that whenever he's on the field, he's one of the better players on the team.
Steve, you just kicked the hornet's nest.
Sorry, Steve, we've hijacked your phone call, but what Ray is saying to me is infinitely more embarrassing. Like it's not a question of he can play football. The dude should be getting paid J.J. Brown money, but he's not because he can't act like he's older than 9 years old. That's is that not embarrassing to anybody?
Yeah,
because he's not profiting off whatever he's doing. He doesn't have a show. He's not selling.
Hey, his music sucks too. I mean, let's just be frank.
He's just acting a fool for this for no reason. If he was this grand conspirator where he was like, I'm gonna build my brand, I'm gonna do all this crazy stuff, and then I'm gonna start a podcast like everybody else does, then I could start seeing where he's coming from. The dude is just a psycho.
Yeah. What else you got, Steve?
Are there Are there any legs to the Drew Brees coming back?
So we haven't even talked about that. A lot of people who are close to Drew Brees are saying, no, this isn't.
I think it's a play towards, you know, I think he's, you know, he's doing business. He's like, oh, I don't need the media. I can go elsewhere. And now he's trying to test the water, see how much networks really want him, maybe. You know what I'm saying? He's like he's testing his brand out, seeing if they would really, if they would push to bring him back. I think that's one of those type of deals. He's like, I can do all these other things. You know, I don't need this. So how much are you going to pay any kind of deal?
Well, I think, too, if there are legs to it, it's that he's seeing what the Saints have now. If Michael Thomas does truly come back and play, we know he's a good wide receiver. That's just what he's got the same problem. He's got a less grandiose problem that Antonio Brown has, but it's the same similar problem. They just don't play. So it's, if, and then you get the addition of Jarvis Landry. You have, you know,
Chris Olave, like from Ohio State.
Olave, who is a solid young talent. They have a good wide receiver core. And now the only question mark for the Saints is like, what are they going to do for their quarterback? So he sees that and sees the defense with Tyrann Mathieu and all this kind of stuff that they've been doing. So he's like, hey, this could be another, you know, I could jump right in and throw the ball to Alvin Kamara 15 times a game and win. You know, I could win a Super Bowl that way. So if there is any legs to it, it's definitely that he sees the Saints have great pieces right now. Very similar to Tom Brady picking the Bucks to go to the Bucks when he saw the great talent that they had down there, and it, all they needed was a good quarterback. And ironically, it was Jameis Winston both times.
So let me ask you this. What if Brees comes back? Where would you rank the Saints in the NFC?
Oh, man.
With that stat, I mean, offensively, probably the best.
Top five.
Probably has to be higher than that because you're thinking about weapons. He's probably got the best selection of weapons he's probably ever had.
Yeah, I mean.
In his entire career.
I think they're better than the Packers. I think they would be better.
His arm still got life in it, right? He threw numbers his last year, didn't he?
Well, his problem, he has so many, he had so many injuries. That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, he was, like, he had a punctured rib, or sorry, he had a punctured lung. Broken ribs, like. You know, these are things that are going to last on him a little bit here. So it's did the healing kind of walk away? Same with Rob Gronkowski. You know, Rob Gronkowski walked away for a little while, felt a little bit better, came back, and he's been relatively healthy for his time with the Tampa Bay Bucks. So, you know, it could be that maybe he stepped away for a little bit and did some different things, took the wear off a little bit. He still feels good. Maybe he feels healthy. I don't know. I don't know if it actually happens, though. We've seen it before, though. Jason Witten, you know, goes into Monday Night Football and shakes like a scared dog in front of the camera, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna go back to football. And then he does, and he was a serviceable tight end. So, you know, if someone could do it, Drew Brees would be the person to do it.
If Sean Payton is there right now, is ERE a Saint right now?
Probably, because that's the other side of this. But didn't they hired from within, right? So
Dennis Allen, their defensive coordinator,
yeah,
they promoted him.
You know, I don't know if so much the coaching staff changes that.
Hey, do you guys need me to pick you up from the studio to take you to the Bieber concert tonight? I'm Ubering y'all there, right?
You might need to pick me up from the Nashville SC game tonight.
Yeah.
Pick me up from Birmingham so I can go home.
What's that, Steve?
Bruno's coming in town to go to the Bieber concert.
He's a big Justin Bieber. He's a believer, if you remember that. So, hey, Steve, I appreciate you calling, brother.
Y'all be good. Anchor down.
All right, we need to run to a break. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. We're going to continue the power ranking talks when we come back here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog. And he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
Don't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Hey, Braves fan, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Throughout the afternoon, increasing clouds, highs near 90, gusty winds, and this evening a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, lows near 70. Thursday, 20% chance of showers, a high near 90. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. I guess it's not fair to say Bruno's here. He's here in spirit. We have his player card over here. So, which, by the way, is there any talks, Bruno, on you getting a USFL card? Like, are we going to get that?
Again, I don't have cleats. What makes you think I'm getting a player card?
He's on a prove it deal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on a prove it if you're a psychotic deal, and I guess I pass.
USFL is just one big prove it deal.
Prove it deal.
It's a behavioral deal. That's a great way to prove it. That's how most of these guys are.
Yeah, true. All right, so we're going over our NFL power rankings right now. We haven't got to number four yet, correct?
Well, I think Bruno's already done, so we can ask Bruno.
Bruno, did you give a number four yet?
I didn't get to number four yet.
I don't think we have. I think we're all kind of squared up where we are with three. We believe the same teams for the most part.
Do we want to recap? Top three.
Well, because I have Rams, Chiefs, Bucks.
Yes.
No. Sorry, I have Bills. Bills. I have Bills third.
Bruno has Rams, Bills, Buccaneers.
And you have?
I have Bills, Rams, Bucks.
Right. So number four, we pretty much have the same kind of spirit. Outside of my Chiefs pick, it's pretty much the same spirit of teams that are up there right now. I'm going to go with Bucks at my number four. I have Bucks at my four just because, and I'm not going to go super deep into it, but it's Tom Brady. They were good last year. I think they're going to be good again this year. So where are you at, Bruno?
I don't want to hear people bring up things I said in the past because that's the past. I'm a new man. I've changed.
Not Carson Wentz, huh?
No.
Okay.
No. He's terrible still.
Stop.
He doesn't deserve Ray. A lot.
Stop.
Taylor Heineke's going to beat him out. Anyways.
You can only
number
hope.
Four,
I mean.
My number four are the Denver Broncos. I'm taking off my headset. You can't say anything to me.
The Denver Broncos.
He does one of these.
Mr. Unlimited.
He's playing with something to prove. I think he walked into a situation. He wanted out. He got out. And I think he's like, this is my... And he's in his prime. He's still in his prime. I think he's... You know, it's one of those moves. You don't make those moves and then just fumble it. I think they're going to be one of the top teams in the AFC.
And they have a great wide receivers. I mean, that's... We know that. They have a great running back. I mean,
they were 3-0 looking like one of the best teams in the league and then lost some single-digit games down the stretch. But they look like a great team with an average quarterback.
Bridgewater.
What are they going to do with a great quarterback, you know?
Right?
Potential Hall of Fame quarterback.
You ready to shock you?
He's for sure a Hall of Fame quarterback.
For sure. Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think for sure. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Married Sierra. go ahead, Ray.
I'm going with the Chargers here.
I knew you were going to throw Chargers top five.
That's 100% a good
knew that.
Pick.
No, Ray's been beating the Charger drum. Because first off, L.A., right? Gotta love L.A., everything L.A.
Dude, I'm all about L.A., yeah,
but
of course.
You've been all over Herbert and what they've done. And I agree, they've gotten stronger, but they still got to win, you know? And I got to see it. But go ahead. Go into your reasoning.
J.C. Jackson, you get Khalil Mack. Derwin James comes back. I mean, come on.
Bosa, still there.
Yeah, Bosa, of course. So I think they're the best team in the West. I believe they're the best team in the West.
They have an actual piece of glass as their running back.
That's fine. At least they have a running back. What's the Chiefs doing?
They have one of the best
running
backs.
Could be worse than the Washington Commanders. What are the Chiefs doing? But they just don't use
them. Yeah, true. I mean, Washington has one of the best running backs in the NFL, and they just don't even know it.
They don't know how to use him. Oh, you're a running back? I had no idea.
they look at him like he's LeGarrette Blount.
I can't believe Washington came into this discussion. Like, I can't believe Washington came into this discussion. Like, this is so bad.
All right, so
don't worry, we won't be talking about Washington in our list before the show ends.
Yes, sure. They're not going to get brought up with those.
Well, maybe.
Okay, Ray.
We're going to tease that. Maybe. I'm going to tease it. I'm teasing it here. Come on.
Yeah, we might also bring up the Seahawks. Whatever. It's who cares.
Ooh, good pick, Bruno. Good pick.
Number five on our list, and this kind of getting to our top five power rankings here. For me, this has been a toss-up. I want to say the Green Bay Packers, but I'm going to take the less sexy pick, I guess, or maybe more risky. I don't know how you would say it, but I really do believe the Baltimore Ravens are going to jump hard this year. They got beat down with injuries last year and basically just bellied up. And I know they lost Hollywood Brown. They still have one of the best, if not, I mean, you can make an argument for one of the best tight ends in the game right now, Mark Andrews. That's the bread and butter of their team. And they had zero running backs last year. They were pulling in Devontae Freeman and who's the duo runner from Steelers that we talk about all the time? Le'Veon Bell. Yes, they brought in Le'Veon Bell. They brought in all these different people that, you know, they tried to just scrounge across, and they still almost made it into the playoffs last year. So I'm fine with saying that this year, if they stay healthy, you're going to see the Baltimore Ravens be back to where they were when you had Lamar Jackson winning an MVP. I mean, he's not that far off from being the MVP. So they could easily make a huge comeback into the likeness of being that top five. Bruno?
And so I hate to sidetrack our discussion here a little bit. I love your picks right now. I want to just discuss the Steelers with my last talk, all right? Because the Steelers are going to get put, like, I don't think the Steelers are going to get any credit, whatever. They're like, oh, new quarterback, you know, he's going to... When's the last time the Steelers have had a losing season?
It's been a while, because they even did it...
15 years?
Hold on, give me 1 second. 2003.
That's a long time.
Sorry. Let me tell you, Big Ben was abysmal, awful, except for some very clutch moments that he willed them through some games with sheer talent out of nowhere. He would look like a middle-aged grandpa, die, be rebirthed in his prime body, and then would throw like he was, I don't even know, Dan Marino. It was absurd, right? But once the Pittsburgh Steelers get some consistency at quarterback, I think they deserve to be a top. They're not going to be, if you rank them below 16, you know, you're reaching, in my opinion. I think they're still going to be a top 12, top 10 team. And I just wanted to get that out while we have showtime, because this is probably going to be my last time to talk. So that's all I wanted to say. This team is going to surprise people 100%. They're in the same division as Baltimore.
Do you think that it's going to be Trubisky as quarterback for the whole time?
I think they should, to be honest. I keep going back and forth with what people should do with rookie quarterbacks. Should they sit them? Should they not? Look at Justin Fields. That dude's confidence is kind of wrecked now from now on. Trey Lance, same thing. And even Trey Lance did some good things. People were like, oh. And I don't know if it's them trying to make Jimmy G look better for trade value or what, but just sit your quarterbacks whenever they're ready to play or get some years of experience under them, throw them in. I think that's kind of the move. I think Mitch Trubisky could be – I think this could be his magnum opus. I think this could be his moment. It really could be.
So who do you have for number five?
Yeah, because we know he touched on the Steelers, but it was like, who's five?
Who's five?
Who's five
who
for you, buddy?
Who cares about the rest of the NFL at this point? It's probably realistically the Chargers at five.
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah, it's probably realistically the Chargers. They're like the last of my, because I always think of things in tiers: elite, great, good, bad, and should just be Thanos snapped. That's like my tier right now.
So there's
now.
No the average
Chargers
tier?
The Chargers are last in my tier, so that, I guess they deserve to be on five of great.
No average tier.
Ray, who's your five?
I'm going to go Broncos here.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the connection between Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett. I think they're going to take the storm.
How do you like that connection? We don't even know what it is yet.
In terms of, Nathaniel Hackett's done one.
You can't have a vibe, Zach. Vibes aren't allowed in Zach's house. Yeah.
What is this, TikTok?
You were saying those same things last
season. Oh, sorry,
season.
The industry's aging without you, dude.
You were saying those same things last year to me about the whole Matthew Stafford thing. We don't know what Matthew Stafford. We've seen what he's done in Detroit. Look what he did. He won a Super Bowl.
So you're saying Nathaniel Hackett's going to end up being Sean McVay. That's what you're saying, because that's a huge
claim. No, Ray's saying he's going to be the next Cooper Kupp. Say it, Ray.
He's going to be the next Cooper Kupp.
Say it.
There. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared of y'all.
Wait, what does that even mean? The next Cooper Kupp.
You're just
he's
making,
a wide receiver.
You're just mad
because
I didn't put the Chiefs in the top five.
We're just making up stuff.
This is brought to you by nobody.
Oh, look. Hey, this is all for clicks, man. We all know that's how it is. It's all about clicks here.
Oh, my gosh. It really, especially when you get the power rankings, it really is.
But you're just mad because I didn't put the Chiefs in the
top five. At least we're getting out there. I feel like putting the Broncos at four is like a decent.
So both of y'all have
them, right.
Both of y'all have, well, yeah, because what you're doing is you're saying the Chiefs aren't even going to be second place in the AFC West. You're saying the Chiefs are going to go from being the best.
I think Tyreek Hill was bailing. Whenever you see a Chiefs highlight, it's typically Tyreek Hill bailing out. Like who throws? It's like Patrick Mahomes threw and back shoulder across the field, terrible pat. Like that's something coaches will never say to do. It's not like Patrick Mahomes is special for doing that. He's just like Tyreek's down there somewhere. Tyreek is I think the X factor.
No more no look passes.
I guess. I mean, it might not happen. All right, we're
done
for the day.
Oh my god, I hate you guys. No look passes make 20 yards any longer.
Bruno, are you gonna be back here tomorrow?
I don't know.
We'll find out. All right, everybody. If nobody's told you, I love you and you matter. Have a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thursday, we're getting closer to the weekend. Have a great night.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing.